Coming up on the month of summer travel, I just want to spend the next short few days on the concept of Tfil Sederach and the basic halachas of how, when, what, where one should be saying Tfil Sederach. First and foremost, what exactly is the concept? What are we doing when we say Tfil Sederach? What are we trying to accomplish? What is the source for saying this? So at the beginning, the source is the Gemara in Brachas. The first Gemara we have is the Gemara in Brachas. It says that Eliyahu Navi meets Rav Yehuda Achada of Salah Chasida. He meets Eliyahu Navi meets this Rav Yehuda, the brother of Salah Chasida, and he tells him three pieces of advice. Piece of advice number one: Lo tirtach, lo yisrechtei. Don't get angry. If you get angry, you can lose control. Things can go wrong. You'll be chaytei. Don't get angry. You won't be chaytei. Lo yisirbei, lo yisrechtei. Don't drink too much. Intoxication can also lead to mistakes. That as well can lead to day chayt. Ukshati yoytzil derech. When you go out on the road to travel, he molech bekaineh. Go out and ask permission from kaineh, from Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ask him permission when you go to travel. Let's say then go out. Mahi molech bekaineh. So you want to ask. What does it mean to ask permission from Kadosh Baruch Hu? This is Tfil Sederach, which we have. The Gemara goes on to say basically our lashon, what we say for Tfil Sederach. So the first mention we have of Tfil Sederach essentially is you're asking Kadosh Baruch Hu permission to go out on your trip, which is very, very interesting because, you know, we go ahead and we say Tfil Sederach, we usually don't hear any response forthcoming. You know, if we're asking permission, is there yes or no? We say it and we go, that's it. You know, no one's waiting around to hear an answer. So how exactly are you asking permission? And then the Gemara goes on and says, whoever goes out, you have to go ahead and say this tefillah. So what exactly is the progression of the Gemara? First, Eliyahu says it's a piece of advice for this particular Amayru. And then the Gemara says, you have to go ahead and say this. The Tzlach says as follows. He says, in earlier generations, when Amram is bigger tzaddikim, in earlier generations, we'll go ahead and daven. They didn't have the problems that we have, distractions by tefillah. They were certainly well mechaven, they didn't have a problem saying the words. And the tefillah was a very high and lofty level. They didn't make mistakes either. They're very well attuned to their tefillahs. And therefore, if they went ahead and they were davening, they were able to tell by virtue of whether or not it went smoothly or not, if they were mitzliach or not. Sometimes they're able to see a sign from Kadosh Baruch Hu in their tefillahs. If they davened, it went smoothly. Different Amoraim say this throughout Chazal. They say that they were like Noviani, like Ben Noviani. But I can tell from my tefillah, if it's screw or the thief, if it goes well, then I know Kadosh Baruch Hu is masking, my tefillah is accepted. If it doesn't go well, the sign from Kadosh Baruch Hu is something's wrong and either the endeavor won't go well or it shouldn't proceed the way I'm going. That being the case, Eliyahu is telling you specific Amira, you are holding on that unique level where you can see from your tefillah because Baruch is masking. Go ahead and say Tfil Sederach. It's a way of asking permission, and you'll figure out by way of how your tefillah goes. If it goes smoothly or not, you'll know because Baruch Hu wants you to proceed or not, and you will have an answer. However, the Gemara goes on from that point. If that's the whole idea, so that's a very nice idea for very, you know, very singular concept by Yechidim who are on this level. What about us? Every one of us, we're not holding anywhere near that level. If it doesn't go smoothly by us, you know, we're not paying attention, we're not focused properly, we're a far cry from where we should be holding in tefillah. So we don't have that. So we won't get that answer when we go ahead and we daven and we ask Rishus. So on that, the Gemara continues and says, even though you can't figure out the answer, it's still appropriate to follow the same track. If Derech Eretz, it's appropriate to ask for that tzlach. When you go out on a trip, technology, you need a Kadosh Baruch Hu siyata d'shmaya, and your mispala, Hashem shall help you on your trip to go there, to be matzliach, we are going to return home safely. Essentially, the Gemara is saying that Tfil Sederach is a tefillah, it's a tefillah persistence, it's a tefillah that your trip should go well. So Yaakov Kamenetsky points out that likewise in Shulchan Aruch, which Tfil Sederach is brought down, it's brought down smack in the middle of the halachas of tefillah. Later on in Siman Reish Lamed, there's a whole long list of brachas we make on specific occasions. You see a place that may happen to Klal Yisrael, you see a fruit trees in Chodesh Nisan, you see this, you see that, different lightning, thunder. There's a whole list of brachas we make where Chazal or Misakim specific brachas. Tfil Sederach does not show up in a list of brachas on occasions. It does not show up in a list of brachas for experiences. It shows up in the middle of Hilchas Tfilah. So Rabbi Yaakov, you see from here that it's a tefillah, it's not a bracha, and it's a very practical nafkamina. This is said by Rabbi, I heard this from Shmuel Kamenetsky myself, and I've heard it from many people, Shem Rabbi Yaakov, and I've seen many other Paiskim say along the same lines as well. There's a basic fundamental difference between a bracha and a tefillah. When it comes to a bracha, if one person wants to go ahead and be mighty everyone else, no problem. You can make one bracha and be mighty everybody you want to be mighty. Now, if someone wants to make a bracha himself, there's a different choice, there's different options. Sometimes one way is ideal, some way the other way is ideal, but certainly if you would like to, you have the right to one person to go ahead and make the bracha and be mighty everybody. When it comes to tefillah, however, we know by Shmoneh Esrei, right? Every person is tefillah himself. Tefillah is best said by each person himself, and one should not be mighty somebody else in a tefillah. He's supposed to say it yourself. You're supposed to say your own personal tefillah, unless a very unique case where somebody is not a bucky, does not know how to read, he can't properly express tefillah. In that unique case, we have a chazan or somebody being mighty to the person who can't say the tefillah. But assuming you know how to say the tefillah, you should be saying it yourself. And therefore, Paskim Tzibiak and many other Paskim as well, that it seems that when it comes to Tfil Sederach, ideally, since it is a tefillah and not a bracha, if one is in a car with many people, one's traveling with a bunch of other people, each person should be saying Tfil Sederach himself, not being yaitzah with everyone else. Again, the Paskim do agree, though, however, that in the case where one does not know it, you have the luck of any bucky and you need someone to be mighty you. If you're stuck, one could do that, one could rely on that option unless you could say the long word for word together. Sometimes that would work as well. But ideally, each person should say Tfil Sederach himself and not rely on anybody else to be mighty them.